Chapter 83 to 84. And now, my son Methuselah, I will show you all the visions which I have seen. I will recount them before you. I saw two visions before I took a wife, and the one was quite unlike the other. The first I saw when I was learning to write, and the second before I took your mother as my wife. I saw a terrible vision, and I made supplication to the Lord about it. I was lying down in the house of my grandfather Mahalalel. I saw in a vision that the heavens tottered and shook and fell down upon the earth. And when they fell upon the earth, I saw how the earth was swallowed up in the great abyss, and mountains were suspended upon mountains, and hills sank down upon hills, and tall trees were torn up from their roots and were hurled away and sank into the abyss. And suddenly, a word fell into my mouth, and I lifted up my voice to cry out and said,
"The earth has been destroyed!"
And since I was lying near my grandfather Mahalalel, he aroused me and said to me,
"My son, what ails you that you cry out so? And why do you make such a lament?"
And I recounted to him the whole vision which I had seen. And he said to me,
"You have seen a terrible thing, my son. And the vision of your dream is powerful, the secrets of the sins of the whole earth. And it must sink into the abyss, and it will be utterly destroyed. And now, my son, since you are faithful, arise and make supplication to the Lord of glory, that a remnant may remain upon the earth, and that he may not obliterate the whole earth. My son, all of this will come upon the earth from heaven, and there will be great destruction upon the earth."
Then I arose and prayed and made supplication and request. And I wrote down my prayer for the generations of the age. And I shall show you everything, my son Methuselah. And when I had gone out below and saw the heavens and the sun rising in the east and the moon setting in the west, and the stars on the wane, and all the earth, and everything as he made it from the beginning, then I blessed the Lord of judgment and extolled him, because he made the sun go forth from the windows of the east, so that it ascends and rises on the face of the heavens. And he made it rise and traverse the path which has been shown to it. And I lifted up my hands in righteousness and blessed the great Holy One. And I spoke with the breath of my mouth and with a tongue of flesh, which God has made for the sons of the flesh of the humans, that they might speak with it. and he has given them breath and tongue and mouth that they might speak with it. Blessed are you, O Lord, King, great and mighty in your majesty. Lord of all the creation of the heavens, King of kings, and God of the age. And your power, and your reign, and your majesty abide forever and forever and ever, and your dominion throughout all generations. And all the heavens are your throne forever. And all the earth is your footstool forever and forever and ever. For you have made, and you rule all things, and nothing is too difficult for you. Wisdom does not escape you, and she does not turn away from your throne, nor from your presence. And you know, and see, and hear all things. And there is nothing which is hidden from you. And now, the messengers of your heavens are doing wrong, and your wrath abides upon the flesh of the humans until the great day of judgment. And now, O God, and Lord, and great King, I make supplication and request that you fulfill my prayer to leave me a remnant upon the earth, and not obliterate all the flesh of the humans, nor to devastate the earth, so that there should be eternal destruction. And now, my Lord, remove from the earth the flesh which has aroused your wrath. But the flesh of righteousness and truth raise up as a seed-bearing plant forever. And do not hide your face from the prayer of your servant, O Lord. And after this, I saw another dream, and I will show all of it to you, my son.